This is something Monica Brooks has been bugging us to talk about for weeks now.
The K92 Morning Thanks Monday Mount Rushmore.
The Mount Rushmore of Christmas movies. Monica's favorite kind of movie in the entire world.
Yes. So ready. I actually watched a few Christmas movies.
Okay.
I was going to say, based off her social media, I feel like Monica is really in the spirit now.
This year is, it's a year like no other. I don't need to tell you that. But it does feel like we're kind of leaning on Christmas spirit a little more to kind of get us through. We were decorating the tree yesterday, and my wife was like, you know what? I'm kind of feeling this. Like, mm-hmm. I'm into this, and I'm not normally this into this, but she's just, you know, you're looking for things. So Monica, notorious for, I don't know if you even had seen a Christmas movie, but you've seen some now?
Yeah, I have, yes.
Okay.
We watched Chronicles of Christmas 2. Watch that.
Or Christmas Chronicles 2, as it's
Christmas
known.
Christmas Chronicles or whatever. Yes, you know what I'm talking about.
Ask for it by name.
Hendrix, I have a little movie. One talking to me. So as you're talking to me, Hendrix's like, how about when we watch? I'm like, hold on.
Well, he's trying to help.
Yeah. He is trying to help. So that's good.
Yes.
The Chronicles of Christmas 2.
Hold on.
What else did he watch?
Okay, because we watched Home Alone.
Okay.
Watched Home Alone. Yeah, he loves Home Alone. What's, so I don't know if that's good or bad.
Why don't you ask him, what is his favorite Christmas movie? Maybe we'll, because we're looking for the top four.
You did a lot of talking just a second.
I know.
Uh-huh. Oh, look, and then you're going to talk about an eraser. I don't care about that. Moving on. Okay, so.
Oh, man. They never want to talk when you need them to. It's I struggle with, I never really have my kids do anything on this show because the reality is every time I get them to do something, they're lousy at it. Like, they don't want to talk.
Do it like you did it before when I thought of recording you.
I used to always try to do that when they were younger. I'd try to record them saying and doing stuff. And the minute I would start recording them, they would stop doing all of it. And they would just look at me and they go, I want to see. I'm like, there's nothing to see. If you don't do anything, there's nothing to watch.
That's precious.
So his favorite movie is Eraser. I guess.
All right. The best. How's it going?
With Arnold Schwarzenegger, yes. Yeah, I suppose. So we're looking for the top four Christmas movies of all time. But Monica, as a lover of Christmas movies, I will let you submit the first one. What would you like to be on this Mount Rushmore?
Okay. A Christmas Story.
A Christmas Story.
Because I've never seen it, but Jared talks about it and the kids have seen it. So
I don't.
Yes.
Her passion runs deep for
it. I don't approve of this nomination. You haven't even seen. You just said you've seen other movies.
The kid's tongue gets stuck to a pole, correct?
That is correct.
You
yes.
nominated correct. A movie that you've never seen, mm-hmm. Monica.
But the kids have seen it.
Okay.
And Jared has seen it.
Right. Christmas Story, or as Monica refers to it, the story of Christmas. One.
With the tongue in the pole.
Pole tongue kid.
Okay, I'll go Grinch.
No, you don't. You okay? I don't know. Do I wanna, so you grit like the Jim Carrey Grinch.
All right, I'm sticking with the Christmas Story. All right.
Oh, okay.
I'm sticking with the Christmas Story.
We're gonna stick with that. Antoine, would you like to add one? Because you're not a big Christmas movie guy either.
Well, no, I wouldn't say that. Okay. I do enjoy Christmas movies because I love movies.
Uh-huh.
But they can't just be that normal or that rom-com of two people who have sucky Christmases and they meet and they fall in love. Can't be those.
So what's that one that all the ladies love? You know the one I'm talking about?
Like the new one that's out? No. Holiday?
No. It's the one that's a Christmas. Oh, my God. I can't think of what it is.
Oh, my gosh.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
I don't have the movie you're talking about, but I have a movie I actually like.
Okay.
Best Man Holiday.
It will make you cry. It is a Christmas
movie.
Okay. And it's really depressing is what you're saying.
It is kind of.
Because somebody has, spoiler, somebody has cancer and then she dies.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas. Well, you know what? In 2020, that's perfect for the list.
All right. I am going to put Home Alone on there.
All right.
Okay, I thought Monica was going to do it, but I'm going to put Home Alone on there.
Yeah, and the movie I'm thinking of is that one with Walking Dead guy in it, Andrew Lincoln. What is that stupid movie called? You can text it into 52353 because I know you're going to hate our list of the four. Home Alone is on there. I think you got to put Elf on there.
And I've never seen that all the way through in one sitting. Like, okay. I've seen pieces of it, but I've never seen it all the way through.
The last 20 minutes are boring because they're watching the news. But, you know, outside of that, and it drives me crazy every time because all here it is on Christmas Eve, and everyone in New York City, children of all ages and people in bars, are all gathered around watching the news. Like, who's doing that? I don't understand. But Elf, for sure. And what about Christmas Vacation? National Lampoon.
See, I've also never seen that one. I just said I love Christmas. I love movies, but I've never seen that one either.
This list is flawed.
But I was thinking The Nightmare Before Christmas, because I have seen that one. Okay. How do you feel about that?
Isn't that like a Halloween movie?
I like that.
Oh, Love Actually is the movie I'm thinking of.
Oh, okay. I've seen pieces of that one
as
well.
Yeah, people talk about that one. Not, and you know what? Miracle on 34th Street, all those old Christmas movies are lame.
No, we throw those out.
They don't count.
No, I don't think they count either. It's
Jingle All the Way.
That's when you didn't have options. Like, you really didn't have anything else.
How about Jingle All the Way if Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Well, I'm more than happy to get rid of Best Man Holiday. I'm just saying.
I've seen it and I liked it, but no, I want to get rid of that as well.
So Home Alone, Elf, Christmas Vacation, and what did you, Jingle All the Way?
I just said Jingle All the Way, but it doesn't have to say.
Christmas Story, 24 hours of Christmas Story, man.
I'm okay with Christmas Story.
Right, the story.
I'm surprised you didn't say Die Hard. That's what I was waiting on.
Well, it's because you do it to make you mad. Because I know Antoine says that's not a Christmas movie.
Because it's not. It's a movie that takes place at Christmas, not a Christmas movie.
So this is going swimmingly so far. I think we can totally figure this out. You know what, guys? I think I have it figured out. We were doing this in the wrong direction. We're forgetting that what year this is. This is 2020.
Correct.
So the Mount Rushmore of Christmas movies in 2020 is Best Man Holiday. Definitely. Gets cancer and they die. Christmas Shoes, of course, because you got to buy the shoes for the poor mom before she dies. It's a Wonderful Life when he goes to throw himself off the bridge. Of course, Krampus. Krampus will be our last one.
I like Krampus. That's all right.
So that is our 2020 Mount Rushmore Christmas
movie. There it is. We figured it out.
Good job.